This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
You obviously are overdoing it at times because you want to be out there. You're such a competitor. It's hard to hold back when you got, I'm sure you're on a timeline, right? Where you got to hit certain marks to make sure you feel good. But overall, you feel like you're moving.
I feel great. I mean, I'm pushing the needle always. I'm always odding on doing more than less. And, you know, we'll see about week one. Like, you know, I don't know how I feel about it. We'll see. You know, coaches aren't too excited. I'm not too excited. I'm just trying to take it day by day. So we'll see, man. It looks like you just don't know where it's going to go.
Yeah, there's a chance, but you just got to get through camp, right? That's the goal as the team right now.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see. I feel like you're really trying to tell me something, and I'm really bad at reading the signs.
WEEI Afternoons, Fenway Park.
I got something to say.
Uh-oh, Ted Johnson has something to say. Ted Doc, here we go.
Here's a little Steph Diggs. Yeah, I'm used to doing more with less. Did you hear him say that?
Yeah.
Diana. What do you think?
Tackle down.
What do you think? What do you think he means by doing? I've always had to do more with less.
The quarterbacks he's played with have mostly sucked other than Josh Allen.
Brian, Rizzoco.
And even with Josh Allen, he sort of took a lot of the credit for Josh Allen's success, especially on when he got to Buffalo.
That's him taking a shot at all his quarterbacks he's ever played with. I've always done more with less.
Yeah, he thinks he's the cat's meow.
And Jardy alluded to that he sees himself on a level that he is not at. And so you're going to get all the diva qualities without the production.
That's like some dysmorphia crap or something. Like, if you think you're on a level with Chase or Jefferson or Lamb.
It usually takes longer than this, though. He's usually got a couple year shelf life before things really start to go wrong.
Well, I also think he was – with you mentioned
team,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You mentioned he hasn't talked to the local media. And then he sits down with, I guess, a friendly face. I'm guessing they have a relationship. I don't know, you know, what goes on. But they clearly
understand
that. Wait, didn't he talk to the local media after one practice?
Nope.
He hasn't talked to the local media in a while.
Not in a while. 3 weeks, yeah.
It's been a while.
It's been, yeah.
And
it was early on.
So, you know, he gets maybe a little too comfortable with a friendly face. And they it's just a podcast. It's a different environment rather than a media scrum. And, yeah, it's interesting. Anyway. So we're going to do a little segment here that we creatively called, and we stole this from every show and TV show that's ever been done, Buy or Sell. We're going to take a look at the newcomers to New England, and our buddy Dan Ball, one word, one name, is going to run this segment.
Absolutely. So just to give an idea, when you buy something, you'll hear this sound, Brian. Okay, so that would indicate a buy. And then if you sell, it sounds like this.
Sell, sell, sell.
Okay, nailed it.
I like the subtlety of the sell one.
Yeah, really kind of leaves a lot to the imagination. So we'll go, we'll go same 3-point stance order. Andy, Fitzy, Ted, buying or selling? So from what we've seen to this point in camp, buying or selling them as a positive contributor for the Patriots in 2025. First one, Morgan Moses, Andy Hart, buy or sell?
Sell.
Okay.
Sell, sell, sell.
That's probably fair, Fitzy.
I hate to say it, I have to sell too.
Sell, sell, sell.
Ted?
I'm buying.
Oh, whoa.
All right.
Defend.
Defend? Who was our right tackle last year?
Everyone.
Lots of guys.
Okay, all right. We got this guy.
Shuk Sakura, he quit.
Morgan Moses has been in, around the league for 13 years, and they've been saving him up by not practicing him a whole lot, so he's ready to go. I think he's better than anything you put out there last year, so I am going to buy.
Yeah, I have my concerns. I think I voiced those maybe on, like, day one.
Oh, you were so ahead of the curve, bro. So ahead of the curve.
Harold Landry blew by him.
I will. I'll take sarcasm for 400 times.
Yeah, I don't care for Ted's sarcasm late in the week.
I just think he's going to be – I don't know what – give me the alternative, and then I'll say sell if you give me a better alternative.
I wanted to buy in the worst way because – he says everything right. He's such a nice guy. Looks like he can be an inspirational leader.
Yes.
Captain's a nice big C right there in the jersey. But I haven't seen him on the field. And I'm just wondering, is it load management or has age caught up to him because this is year 13?
Yeah. He old.
He old. There you go. We'll leave it at he old. Milton Williams, buying or selling, Andrew Hart?
I am buying. Okay. Do I get to explain it at all?
Put a pin in that. Fitzy.
Oh, big buy.
Big buy.
I'm going to buy.
All right, gentlemen, go ahead.
I don't think we talked about it enough. There was one play in the Washington opener. I think it was a little screen pass.
Yep, and he turned and ran.
Yes, out in space, the athleticism, the motor, the drive, the finish.
Yes, those third stringers was awesome.
Fitzy, now I know how you feel when I talk.
Hey, I'm buying.
Okay, that was a great, fun, athletic play. And if we can extrapolate that over a whole game, over a whole season, and yes, against top string players, I just think... he is going to bring – is it $100 million worth? I don't know, but I'm buying.
I'm just going to tell you one little thing about that play. Okay, so defensive linemen, they are the offensive linemen are trying to suck them in to make it look like a draw play or a run. And so they get caught in no man's land sometimes, and they're far away from the ball. Do they turn and do they run to make the play? So it's being smart, recognizing, uh-oh, they're messing with me, and then two – running to the football, and he did both of those very well in that play, so that's a good sign for Milton.
So you have to have both the discipline to not fall into the trap on the play,
correct,
and the athletic ability to use your recovery speed to make the play.
Yep. Correct, that is true.
What are we going to be saying at the end of 2025 about Milton Williams after his first year?
Good ball player.
Probably not worth the money, but good.
Okay.
And you know what? We'll take it because this team isn't good enough to attract better free agents, so you will take good even though he wasn't worth the money.
He might be the definition of, to borrow a phrase that Tom Curran has used often on his own program and ours, Milton Williams may be the definition of you had to pay the suck tax.
Yeah. Well,
he's probably an $80 to $84 million player that got 104 because, well, he's coming off the game of his life and we sucked.
What if he's Hunter Henry? Because Hunter Henry, you made one of the highest paid tight ends. Passes. You made it the highest paid tight end in that free agent class. And I think we all agree he's good, not great.
Give me the best interior offensive lineman they've had in the last five, 7 years.
Joe Tooney.
Yeah, Joe Tooney.
I mean, defensive.
Oh, defense. Okay. Well, yeah, Christian
Barmore?
You think he's not as good as Christian Barmore?
Big question mark at the end.
Huh?
I think he could be.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
The machine was kind of moving through, adding things.
The point is, he's going to look more valuable because of how many we haven't had good.
He's better than Jeremiah Farms.
Yes,
and Daniel Aquale, and all the guys they've had. I don't know
these
who was the post Wilfork. He took over the nose tackle for a couple of years. I mean, looked like Uncle Phil from Fresh Prince.
But then Godshaw, is he?
He's better than Godshaw. Absolutely better than Godshaw.
Even in the league.
He shouldn't be. He shouldn't have been when he was here, and Bill was saying he was great. Oh, that was a bad one. But yes, he's going to be the best defensive lineman they've had in a while.
So we're going to look at him through that prism, and he's going to get more credit than he probably deserves.
Okay, and we're just going to enjoy. If he makes hustle plays like that, $100 million man could just be like, it's the first preseason game, I'm not going to hustle kind of thing. He hustled.
He did.
I like it.
Good luck to the Saints, by the way, because Godshaw is currently listed as their starting nose tackle in 20.
Wow.
Oh, the Saints are going to be bad.
Are they going to win a game?
Maybe not.
617. I'm not sure about that one, but we'll leave that one there. A guy who made news simply by being on a football field earlier this week, Carlton Davis, buy or sell?
Sell.
Okay. Sell, sell, sell.
I'm going to buy.
Oh. Split the difference, Ted Johnson?
Yeah, I'm selling.
Oh.
Sell, okay. sell, sell.
So Fitzy, I want to hear your buy before the two sells.
I'm buying out of need. And that's the worst kind of shopping to do. You never, ever, ever go to the grocery store hungry. You never, ever, ever go to the furniture store after somebody spilled something and you need a couch. You have to take your time. Unfortunately, right now, cornerback depth is being tested. And I fell so hard, head over heels, in love with the idea of two tall, strong, fluid boundary cornerbacks with a guy coming from playing a lot of man last year with success, good with Tampa, pretty damn good with Detroit. I bought in. So at this point now, it's probably too late for me to sell because I'm so pot committed. I got to see it through.
Gentlemen, you guys are both selling. As opposed to selling, who are you expecting to step up in that spot if you cannot trust Carlton Davis opposite Christian Gonzalez?
Double Ace. That's what I'm looking at, Double Ace.
Yeah, he's got a nickname, so it seems like he's the odds-on favorite.
EJ James, don't rule him out. He's flashed quite a bit. Yep. So one of those guys, I don't love it. I don't love the idea that you sign a corner for $18.5 million or whatever it is, and we're already talking about, well, if it doesn't work, who are you going to put out? The Carlton Davis experience has felt flawed from virtually the beginning.
Does he feel bought in? Does it feel like he cares?
So if he's not buying in, then I'm not buying him.
Actually, his buy-in or lack thereof, to me, seems more egregious than Steph Diggs.
Well, also, I didn't know that I had to worry about it. I didn't know that I had, like, I knew Steph Diggs, there's something there. We've seen it visually on sidelines and quarterbacks. We had the McDaniels weird comment when he said something to the effect.
You work with my brother, and he really had his hands full or something like that.
He kind of alluded to it.
In that part of the sentence where every other human being says, yeah, it was really great, he did not say that. Yeah.
So we knew Steph Diggs, but Carlton Davis I thought was going to be like a solid veteran, good, know what you're getting, he'll be here, set a tone.
Yeah, you look at his resume. I'm all right, let's see what. So he's won a Super Bowl. He's been a first-team All-American when he was in college, All-SEC, second-round draft pick, going into his ninth year, just got paid a lot of money. And I feel like he's kind of like, okay, I'm on cruise control, man. Mm-hmm. I don't need to prove myself to this team. Mm-hmm. And so that kind of attitude, that drives me nuts. And so that's what makes me a little bit nervous about him.
All right, so I'm adding a caveat to the next one. Andy has listed Will Campbell. I am saying Will Campbell as the left tackle for 17 games and hopefully more. Buying or selling?
Buying.
Oh, that was said with confidence. Fitzy?
Buy.
Okay, Ted?
I'm going to buy as well.
Everybody.
Big guy has to defend that. I thought he was going the other way.
I know he did. I like to keep you guessing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm buying, baby.
Okay.
What does that mean?
Like to defend?
Because I think it's better than anything we could have out there.
Mm-hmm.
I just like his mental makeup. I like that he's a dirt dog. I like that he wants to just defend his quarterback to the death. And so give me that guy with that attitude and that mindset, even with his deficiencies, over somebody who's got better skill set but just doesn't care, Trent Brown.
Right. And I'm hoping, yeah, absolutely. But I'm also hoping, you know, the season's long. 17 games
over
months.
He'll get better.
Yeah.
He'll get a lot better.
And I think because we go in with the mindset you just articulated, we're going to be open to seeing the improvement and saying, yeah, he's getting better. He's doing this. Like, and
he'll get better.
Over time, I think we're going to accept him more and more for what he is.
And in the interim, it seems like the offense is going to be geared a little bit more towards running the ball. And I think he's shown that he's a pretty good run blocker already. So as your boy Travion Henderson takes another step, and as you have a relatively deep running back room, hopefully he'll grow as May's trust in McDaniels grows and everybody kind of grows together.
Yep, run blocker and screens, tosses out in space.
Yeah, athletic.
I think we're going to pull some of those, and those are going to be like highlight plays that we're like, I know he gave up a sack, but did you see him kill that safety or that corner off the edge? Right. So we'll have some of that too.
Right.
We're there already. Just like looking for downfield, finishing the block. Like
baby steps.
I know.
Well,
can you not get Drake May flattened?
I make no promises.
Okay. I like to keep you guessing.
That's better visually. So if that goes on social media because he did some weird karate chop gestures.
All right, Travion Henderson. Andy Hart, buy or sell?
Absolutely buy.
Buy.
Can I double
you
down?
Sure.
I'm going to double down.
Yeah. Yes. Ted?
I'm putting this $5. I'm putting it all in. The money I have in my wallet, I'm putting
all in. The first all
Travion
in.
Travion Henderson.
I like that. And we'll move right along. We've talked about him a bunch. We'll get back into that one later. Kyle Williams has been discussed a couple different times on the program just today. Buying or selling?
I don't know how I could possibly buy, so I will sell.
Sell, 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 sell.
We will sell, sell, sell. Fitzy?
He's a long-term buy. I don't see great immediate returns, but there's a long. He's a long-term buy.
2025, though. Positive contributor in 2025 to the Patriots is your criteria.
Buy.
Oh, you're full of crap. You're full of crap.
Eddie J?
Sell. See ya.
Sell, yeah. Sell, sell.
Okay.
See ya, Bubba.
So you are, by the skin of your teeth, you're buying. Why?
Stupid.
Oh, okay.
No, no, there no. I'm buying.
That's a good argument.
Yeah,
I
there
watched.
You go.
No, I
watched. That'll hold up in court.
Because you know what it's going to prove to me? It's going to prove that once again, we have another somebody who's got elite downfield speed in college, who we've been sold on as being the next great deep threat in New England, who's going to run into the teeth of a McDaniels offense, not be able to earn the trust of his quarterback, get enough time from the line, but most importantly, understand the McDaniels playbook 3.0. And then just run himself right out of New England. I just can't see that happening again. I'm buying out of hope, faith, and talent.
Okay.
Good luck with that.
I appreciate your rationale.
My money, damn it.
Even if some may not agree. Just to clarify, there's one more name on this list. It's Stephon Diggs. I think we can do that next because we want to get a bit deeper into the curious case of Diggs. Everybody fully bought in on Drake May? We all buying?
I'm in.
Oh, yeah.
Confidently buying?
Absolutely buying. Yeah.
Just making sure. Yep.
He was the best part of the poop show yesterday.
Fitzy?
Bye.
Okay.
Of course we're buying.
I'm just asking.
That's our guy. Mondays. Every Mondays. Patriot Monday. Drake May here on WEEI Afternoons, baby.
I have stuck my neck out very, very far.
You have.
Kid,
so. And you have quite a neck.
It's a
stick
big neck.
That way out there.
You haven't noticed, huh?
All right, Dan Ball. Nice job there. That was a fun buy-sell segment. Up next, as Dan alluded to, we will talk about Steph Diggs. We'll see if we're buying or selling. And we'll see if Devin McCourty, some audio from the Greg Hill Show, is he buying or selling on Steph Diggs? That's next here on WEEI Afternoons.
I like to keep you guessing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You can watch the show anytime via our live stream on Twitch.
Just go to twitch.tv/BostonWEEI.
And check out WEEI on YouTube for our video on-demand content updated daily. Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Devin, were you surprised by the coach's decision to not play Steph Diggs on Friday?
He's out there. He's going to be playing, but coming off an ACL. And even though he looks amazing, I give them credit to say, hey, let's not take this too far. Let's not get, you know, this new receiver who we really like and just throw him out there just so we can watch him in preseason. Let's kind of be smart and, you know, take it one day at a time. And I think it will pay off for them. He's playing football. They're just not throwing him out there like he's 25. They're actually thinking about, you know, the miles that he's put on his body and how to best get the best out of Diggs later in the season.
That was Devin McCourty on the Greg Hill Show talking about Stephon Diggs. And his, I guess, interesting usage this training camp this summer. Should we be seeing more? Is he ahead of schedule because he wasn't on PUP and he seems to be on track to start the season? But why isn't he getting more reps in 11-on-11? And Devin McCourty thinks it's just Smart veteran usage, Ted Johnson. What is your reaction to that?
Yeah, I mean, I struggle. I go both ways. I mean, the guy's out there playing when I didn't think he would be.
Right.
So now I'm mad that he's not being used more. So I'm kind of with Devin on this. I think it's like, you know, hey, I'd like to see him more because I'd like to see. I've heard people that cover the, you know, they've been going out to every single practice say this. You know, it seems like Drake May's really starting to kind of meld with Josh McDaniels, but he's not with Steph Diggs.
Right.
He needs to with Steph Diggs. So if he's out there and he's healthy, I'd like to see a little bit more than what I'm seeing. But if it's ultimately, you know, they know what the hell they're doing and they have a plan, then by all means, go execute that plan.
I think this is honestly a classic case of everybody needing to, and this is why I'm so happy that this audio came out, everybody needs to R-E-L-A-X. As far as it goes with Stephon Diggs. You know, Phil Perry made some waves saying that, was he pain in the posterior, I think was the phrasing that he used, or he's starting to become a little bit of a pain in the posterior to the organization. Obviously, there's the back and forth between Perry and Vrabel yesterday about it, and Ohio State and whatever else. Look, is he going to be 2007 Randy Moss? No. Is he going to be 2021 Steph Diggs? No. The fact that 9.5 months post-ACL reconstruction surgery, the guy is out there running routes at practice, getting ready to be on the field before a year has passed, and that he's going to have to lead this room, and he's trying to coach all these kids up in what used to be widely considered the worst wide receiver room in the NFL. I don't understand. Like, what do we expect from Steph Diggs at this point? Is he going to be a diva? Sure. Is he a pain in the ass? Absolutely. But and as far as, like, what is he supposed to be doing right now? Lighting up the preseason?
Well, don't be a diva pain in the ass if you're not out there a lot. Right. That's what I would say.
Isn't that just his nature? Is this part?
Yes.
When you sign,
Gardy would say yes.
When you sign a receiver who famously ran into your end zone, caught a touchdown, and told the entire end zone at Gillette Stadium to S his D so loud that CBS broadcast it and couldn't even bleep it out, Ted. And now you know what you're getting with this guy who yelled at Josh Allen.
You know what? It's, yeah.
This is part of the package.
I guess so. And it's part of, no pun intended. It's kind of like one of those things where you go, this is what they were forced to do because they couldn't draft receivers and they can't get high-end talent to come here. So this is the price you pay right here.
Bingo.
But it's fine if it's part of the package. It can't be the biggest part of the package.
Yeah.
What I mean by that is, and forget 07 Moss or, you know, all pro Steph Diggs. Can he be your leading receiver? Can he be your number one receiver? Can he go out there and whatever that is in the NFL these days, every team should probably have what? An 85 catch receiver? Every team. So is
got
your,
to. An 1,000 yards. 80 and up, yeah.
85 catches for 1,000 yards. I'm not looking for crazy average 17 yards a catch. Just give me 85 catches for 1,000 yards.
7 to 10 TDs.
Can he be that? Because if he can be that, then I'll take some of the crap. Now, there's a limit to the crap you'll take or whatever that's going to be, the headache to use, I guess, Phil's word or whatever that is. Is he still that physically on the field?
I would say right now, I'm not seeing that. Like, yeah. I need to see more for me to feel confident that he's an 85 catch, 1,000 yard receiver, yard receiver.
So to tie this into last segment, he was the last player on the list. Are we buying or are we selling on Stephon Diggs for this season? And we'll start with Fitzy.
I'm buying.
I don't know if we have the jingle ready. So, cha-ching! Ted Johnson.
No, I'm selling.
Sell. And I am buying.
Boy.
Because Ted Johnson, I think you said it first. You said it right. This is kind of an us problem. I thought he'd be on PUP. I thought I'd be wondering if he would be ready to practice so that he could get ready to play in the first game. Then I see him to open camp, not on PUP, and looking like there's a bounce in his step. Remember, that's all we talked about. He's first in every drill. He's bouncing around. He's got all this energy. And it's like, well, we need to remember we thought he'd be on PUP. He's not on PUP. He's on the practice field, one-on-one, 7-on-7. He's doing some things. So I think this is our expectations that we got in a weird configuration to start camp. So he'll be fine.
This feels like thank you. This feels like a big moment.
What's that?
You're saying it's an us problem, not a he problem.
Yes.
Wow. 100%. It's a growth moment right there.
We thought he'd be on PUP.
Yeah.
And then when he wasn't on PUP, we got ahead of ourselves and are like, oh, he's going to be great.
Why am I selling? I don't think he's a 85,000 yard receiver.
Yeah, that's the problem.
So that's, yeah, is he, you know, is he ahead of schedule? Yes. Is he doing better than maybe what we thought? Of course. Is he going to be the guy that he was, you know, a few years ago, I am selling that. That's why I'm selling.
Another little question here, and this is a total projection beyond even his stats. Do you think they'll want him back for a second season?
Nope.
No.
Yes. Yes, I think he's two. I think he's two, and that'll do.
Because I think that's an interesting question. Because some people ask that in Houston, like, why'd you guys let him go? You have some young receivers, but why didn't you just rehab?
And what'd they say? What'd they say?
Nothing really.
Well, yes,
we never got a definitive answer.
That's going to be the problem. It's like, well, it really wasn't one thing.
And right.
If you really do, you want to call him out for a lot of little things? Because a lot of little things kind of then you look petty, but a lot of little things add up to a big thing.
Yep.
Over the course of a year.
Well, was it a monetary issue down there, though? Because he did obviously get paid a lot of money, could have very well been looking for money commensurate to what he got from the Patriots. They just had to pay Nico Collins a bag, and they have other considerations.
Yeah, it could be. It could be a lot of different
Stroud factors. Is going to get paid at the end of this year, so maybe they were just looking after the books.
Yeah, I think that will be almost as interesting as what he produces this year is do they want him back? Do they want him to stay part of the team that is supposedly building and moving forward?
My feeling is they're going to be like, you know what? He's a decent player, but he's not the best culture fit here, and we need to improve our culture.
He's been winning. He's been one of the people who's been consistently winning or looking good in Minnesota. I still don't think he plays tomorrow, and I agree. It would be wild if he played two series and had three catches.
Are you sure about that? I mean, I've been reading. He's come out and been a non-factor in team drills.
Yes, in team. He continues to be more valuable in one-on-ones and 7-on-7 than he does 11-on-11.
Football played one-on-one?
Nope.
Thank you.
It's sometimes played 7-on-7 in the summer for good high school kids, but that's a totally different thing. 617-779-7937 if you want to react to our buy or sell game, you want to react to our questions / projections for Stephon Diggs. Up next, it's 5:00 and it'll be time for the drive.
Sell, sell, sell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.